Shalom, welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of May the 20th, 2017, the 24th of Iyar, 5777. This week's message is entitled, To Thrive, and I'm reading from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Jeremiah provides us with a beautiful illustration of the outcome of trusting in God. These verses are similar to the first psalm where we read of the person who rejects ungodliness and whose life focus is upon God's word. We read, He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. But Jeremiah's metaphor is a little surprising. While the psalm speaks of a healthy life, Jeremiah tells us something more, something extraordinary in fact. He says that the person who trusts in the God of Israel is not anxious in the year of drought, for does not cease to bear fruit. Simply surviving a year of drought would be impressive, but bearing fruit while everything else around is drying up and dying? That's superb. This is a tree, notes Jeremiah, whose roots have found their way to a sufficient water supply in spite of, or perhaps because of, the dry conditions. Not only does this tree survive in an extremely hostile environment, it becomes an essential source of nourishment when little else is to be found. This is what a person who truly learns to trust God is like. Whatever hardships may come, a person who trusts in God continues to thrive and benefit others. It's in the most difficult circumstances we realize on whom or upon what we've been depending. When the heat is on, it becomes evident where we've been sending our roots. Sometimes when I'm struggling with life's challenges and don't seem to be like this kind of tree, I try to find comfort by comparing myself to others. Whether my assessment is accurate or not, as long as I think I'm doing better than the other guy, I assure myself that I must be okay, or at least good enough. But there's something about Jeremiah's tree that doesn't let me get away with his illusionary version of myself. It would be one thing if surviving, whatever that means, was sufficient. But people who really trust in God don't just survive. They thrive. I will never truly thrive unless I admit I don't. Ironically and thankfully, that's the first step in learning to trust God. For it is only as I accept that my roots are not digging down deep into the true source of life that they can be redirected to Him. And trusting God isn't achieved through effort anyway. It can't be achieved at all. It can only be realized by letting go of misdirected reliance on self, others, or things, and learning instead to rest in God's enduring love and presence in Yeshua the Messiah. The dryness I experience from time to time is God's way of reminding me to redirect my roots to Him. The sense of failure I experience can easily become a temptation to give up, condemn myself, and despair. But that's only until I'm reminded of Jeremiah's tree. Being exposed to the truth of God's written word calls me back to the genuine source of rejuvenating life. This is when I receive God's comfort that, contrary to incorrectly thinking I was slipping away from Him and His truth, He is in fact using times of spiritual dryness to prepare me for when life will be even more difficult. And this is the greatest comfort of all. As I experience God's redirecting of my roots, I can rest assured that He will enable me to thrive in the hardest of times. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitra'ot.